And so this morning, I would like for us to think about the Lord our God as the Lamb of God. And we'll see through the Scriptures that He was the only appropriate sacrifice for us. In John chapter 1, beginning in verse 29, as John the Baptist was proclaiming Christ before Christ's ministry began, he began baptizing in the wilderness. And there was questions about this baptizing and the things that he was doing beyond the Jordan in verse 28. In verse 29, it says, the Scripture, on the morrow, he seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man who is become before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel, for this cause came I baptizing in water. And John bare witness, saying, I have beheld the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize in water, he said unto me, Upon whomsoever thou shalt see the Spirit descending and abiding upon him, the same is he that baptizeth in the Holy Spirit. Verse 34. And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God. And again, on the morrow, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked upon Jesus as he walked, and he said, Behold the Lamb. God, brethren, first I want us to realize that God provides the Lamb to take away our sin. Look at John's testimony. He saw things that others could not see. He saw Jesus for whom he was. And how did he know? How did he know that? John said he could bear witness of him because God showed who the Lamb was through Scripture. Look at verse 31. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel, for this cause came I baptizing in the water. He said, I didn't know him, but God made me recognize him through the history of Israel, this Lamb of God. And not only that, brethren, but God showed John who the Lamb was through power. In Matthew chapter 3, when Christ was ready for his ministry, before his taken out to the wilderness and being tempted of the devil, it is recorded there that John baptized him. My Bible's falling apart here. Verse 13 of Matthew chapter 3. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to the Jordan unto John to be baptized of John. But John would have hindered him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? But Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. God said this is right, he said. And it's up to us to fulfill it, he said. Then he suffereth him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway from the water. And lo, the heavens were opened up unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and coming upon him. And lo, a voice out of the heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. John knew who the Lamb of God was through the power of the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus in the form of a dove. Behold, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, friends, behold this morning the Lamb of God. God provides the Lamb through the Scriptures. Let's see how God does that. In Genesis chapter 4, beginning in verse 1, "And the man knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived, and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man with the help of Jehovah. And again she bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought forth of the fruit of the ground an offering unto Jehovah. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof. And Jehovah had respect unto Abel, and to his offering." Now you can go read all the way through verse 8 and see what that declaration of God in the mind of Cain produced in Cain's mind. He sinned against God because God, he had jealousy of his brother Abel's sacrifice to God. But in Hebrews chapter 11, it said that God had specified the kind of sacrifice that He wanted. And it says in the Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4, by faith, by believing that God specified it and that He should deliver it, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he had witness borne to him that he was righteous, God bearing witness in respect of his gifts, and through it being dead, yet he being dead, yet speaketh. One lamb for one man. That's how it started. One lamb for one man. But brethren, I'll take you to Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12. And if you're a student of the Bible, you know what Exodus chapter 12 is talking about, when Pharaoh finally let the people of Israel go. In Exodus chapter 12 and verse 21, beginning, it says, "Then Moses called for the elders of Israel and said unto them, Draw out and take ye lambs according to your families and kill the Passover. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin, and none of you shall go out of the door of his house until the morning. For Jehovah will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, Jehovah will pass over the door, and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. And he shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. Ye shall observe," he says. Verse 25, "And it shall come to pass, when ye are come to the land which Jehovah will give you, according as he hath promised, that ye shall keep this service. And it shall come to pass, when your children so say unto you, What mean ye by this service? That ye shall say, It is the sacrifice of Jehovah's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses, and the people bowed their head and worshipped. And the children of Israel went out and did so as God had commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they." The Lamb of the Passover. If they had the blood of the Lamb of the Passover on their doorpost, the angel of death bypass their homes. And the deliverance of Israel was one lamb for one family. Brethren, I want you to know that the offering of the Day of Atonement That always look back to this time. And Leviticus chapter 16 talked about how the priest was to give the atonement by a lamb for the sins of the congregation of Israel, for the nation of Israel, for the children of Israel. He was to give the life of a lamb without spot or blemish, it says, and put the blood of the lamb on the horns of the altar. Brethren, I say to you in Leviticus chapter 16, one lamb for one nation. But if you'll go back with me to John chapter 1, John's proclamation, brethren, is not one lamb for one man. Not one lamb for the Passover of one family. Not one lamb for the sins of one nation. But one spotless and unblemished, one perfect lamb. John the Baptist said, that takes away the sins of the world. One lamb, brethren, for a whole world. One lamb for the whole world. God always provides for us. In this case, He has shown us that He will provide a lamb. He will provide the lamb to take the place for us. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 22. And let's talk just a moment about Abraham and Isaac. Abraham and Isaac. In Genesis chapter 22 and verse 1, the story is told there that Abraham and Isaac went afar off to give a sacrifice unto God. And as they approached, here's what happened. Verse 1, and it came to pass after these things that God did prove Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, he said, and he answered unto him, here am I. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son, whom thou lovest, even Isaac, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him therefore a burnt offering upon the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and he clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. And on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go yonder, and we will worship and come again unto you. Verse 6, and Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took in his hand the fire and the knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And listen to what Abraham said to Isaac. And Abraham, full of faith, said, God will provide Himself a lamb for a burnt offering, my son. So they went, both of them, together. God will provide Himself a lamb, we learn. Isaiah chapter 53 speaks of this. If you'll turn with me over to Isaiah chapter 53, it describes the lamb. Verse 1 says, who hath believed our message, and to whom hath the arm of Jehovah been revealed? He speaks about Him being a tender plant that grows up without form or comeliness, and that He was despised and rejected of men, verse 3, a man full of sorrows and acquainted with grief, as one whom men hide their face, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Verse 4, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet did we esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and Jehovah hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Verse 7. He was oppressed, yet when he was afflicted, he opened not his mouth. As a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and as a sheep that before its shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and as for his generation, who among them considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgression of my people, to whom the stroke was due? And they made his grave with the wicked and with the rich man in his death, although he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased Jehovah to bruise him, and he hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of Jehovah shall appear in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By the knowledge of himself shall my righteous servant justify many, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death and was numbered with the transgressors, yet he bare the sins of many and made intercession for the transgressions. This lamb that God provided for himself was the only sacrifice. The only sacrifice, friends, that the Lord would count respectable enough. The only one that God respected enough to take away the sins of the world. The only one. And so God's promise is accomplished in Christ. Jesus Christ, the sacrifice without spot or blemish. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18, we read, knowing that ye were redeemed not with corruptible things, with silver or gold, from your vain manner of life, handed down from your fathers, but with precious blood, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, even the blood of Christ, who was foreknown indeed before the foundation of the world, but was manifested at the end of the times for your sake. God had done this from the beginning. God had done this before we were ever created. God had set into motion that His Son would be the Paschal Lamb without spot and without blemish that would die for the sins of the world. Brethren, the sacrificial Lamb of God is the only one worthy of praise. If you have a Bible, please turn with me to Revelation chapter 5. The scene here is after the throne scene. Still, a continuation, if you will, of the throne scene where God is on the throne and He has the book of man's redemption sealed in His hand. And John looks in his vision and sees that there's no one worthy. No one on earth worthy of the 24 elders or the four of the four creatures that come from the world and from the heavens. There is none that is able to open the book and break the seals and reveal God's redemptive plan but one, the one that God provided Him being the Lamb of God. So in verse 7, and He came, and He taketh it out of the right hand of Him that sat on the throne. And when He had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having each one a harp and golden bowls of incense, praise and prayer, if you will, which are the prayers of the saints, it says. And they sing a new song, saying, worthy art thou to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and didst purchase unto God with thy blood men of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and madest them to be unto our God a kingdom and priest, and they reign upon the earth. That was the song that was sung in the vision that John had around the throne when the Lamb opened the book. And I saw and I heard a voice, verse 11, of many angels round about the throne and the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a great voice, worthy is the Lamb that hath been slain to receive the power and riches and wisdom and might and glory and honor. And every created thing which is in the heaven and on the earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things that are in them heard I saying, unto Him that sitteth on the throne and unto the Lamb be the blessing and the honor and the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Brethren, this morning, let's partake together as we remember God and what He did for us by providing us His Son as the Lamb. Let's all remember, as He tells us in Revelation, worthy, worthy is the Lamb.
Our most righteous and holy Heavenly Father, we are indeed thankful for this beautiful day that You've blessed us with. Father, we're thankful for the opportunity that we have to gather around this table and to be able to look back upon Christ, the sacrifice our Savior has made for us.